Hello, I'm Elizabeth, an obsessive backyard gardener who might be able to offer you a couple of tips.
And I'm Keith, a landscape consultant, and I'm also passionate about gardening.
The one thing we both have in common is
muddy boots.
A bare root tree or shrub is exactly what its name suggests. A plant that is sold when dormant, without potting mix or a pot. On today's podcast, Keith and I are going to discuss which plants can be sold in a bare root state, their benefits, and how they should be planted to ensure healthy growth. Keith, can a bare root tree be anything that is deciduous?
It can. And in fact, it can be a lot more than that.
Oh.
I know that during winter, you can actually buy bare-rooted English box.
Gosh.
Yes.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah, so these plants have all been grown out in a field.
Yeah.
And they're all in a long row, and they have a machine that comes through in the middle of winter, because that's when the plants are at their dormant best for an evergreen plant. And they use a plant that has what's called an undercutter. Mm. And it goes down into the ground and it cuts the sides, the bottoms, of the roots of the plants.
Wow.
And then a person comes behind that and just pulls them out and throws them on the ground.
Oh.
Those plants, the most important thing then is that those roots are not allowed to dry out.
Yeah.
So someone would then put them into a bag with a little bit of sawdust.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an evergreen plant that I know that you can, you know, get.
Gosh.
Bare rooted.
Do you buy them?
I have in the past because
design.
it's a very, very economical way of buying them, because
yeah.
you're buying them by the meter.
Yes,
you know,
oh,
and
wow.
it's a great way of doing it.
Okay.
And they've already been grown out in that long row.
Yeah.
So you've already
got your
thing.
Okay.
But lots of plants are available bare rooted, including nearly all the berries.
Yes.
All right. So strawberries, raspberries, blackberries. You can buy all those as bare-rooted plants when they're dormant during the winter period.
Mm-hmm.
You can even get asparagus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, asparagus. It's a crown that you buy,
yeah.
and you get that bare-rooted. And of course, rhubarb also comes as a bare-rooted
crown. I wouldn't have known
crown.
That, but of course, yes.
And this is an incredibly economical way of purchasing larger plants as well.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
It's a great way to buy any deciduous plants, as most of these plants have been grown out in the fields.
And when is the best time to buy them?
You buy them any time after June, July, so August, even up late into September.
Okay.
Are the time that you go and buy these plants.
Okay, so that means pretty much now.
Pretty much
from
now.
From now on. And what are the benefits? What are the benefits of buying a bare root plant?
All right. If we take ornamental bare-rooted plants,
mm-hmm.
you are buying trees that perhaps are already 3 or 4 metres tall.
Yep.
So you're getting an instantaneous height in a plant.
Yes.
But what you need to do is you need to cut the top back, probably, you know, a good third off the top.
Oh, okay, once you get it into the ground.
Once you get the plant into the ground, yes.
Okay, because?
Because it's got a limited root system.
Okay, okay.
And the people that grow these trees don't grow them and then prune them. That's your job.
Okay.
They just grow them and sell them.
That's where they
make their money. So you can buy advanced trees of oaks and maples and plane trees. And you know, you've got an instantaneous plant that you're getting very, very cost effective.
Instantaneous garden. So it's a good idea for someone planting a new garden, because I'll save a heap of money. The plants are usually more advanced than the potted alternative, and if they're planted properly, they should just go berserk and become established quite successfully.
And we'll have a little talk about the best way of doing that. But I'd like just to talk about one of the main growers of these types of plants. And they're all grown up in the Dandenongs,
okay.
By a company called Fleming's, which is a wholesale nursery,
yep.
and they sell to, you know, the likes of Bunnings and all the other nurseries and so forth.
Yep.
And it's a great way, in actual fact, if you want to make yourself a little bit of money, is to buy some bare-rooted plants and put them in a pot and grow them on,
mm-hmm.
and get them so that by the following season, those roots in that pot have filled out that pot, and then you've got yourself an advanced plant that, you know, if you went to a nursery to buy, you'd be looking at, you know, a couple of $100 worth,
and
it might cost you, you know, $30 to start off with. So it's a great cheap way of doing it. But how Fleming's do it is they have long, big, great big paddocks, and they plant all the small stock directly into the ground, and they irrigate it and feed them. And when they get to a certain height, they use the same machine again that I mentioned earlier, with an undercutter, so it's cutting the sides and the bottom of the actual plants. They lift it out of the ground, chucked on the ground,
bagged up,
and then they can be, you know, bagged up with a bit of sawdust just to keep the roots moist, because that's the most important thing, is to not allow those roots to dry out.
Because they're stuffed then.
Because that's it, game over.
Yes, okay.
So that's how they're actually grown. So when you actually buy yourself a bare rooted plant, whether it's a fruit tree or whether it's an ornamental plant.
A rose.
You could do roses that way too.
Yes.
What you need to do before you do any of that is to prune back the roots. So sometimes
when you get it home,
take it out of the bag, shake the sawdust off and have a look at how the root system is. And if there's broken roots, cut those off.
Okay.
If there's roots that have been stripped back a little bit, cut them back. And that just allows them to seal off and
gently.
Just gently, yeah.
Okay, cut the ends a little bit gently.
Just tidy them up.
Okay. And it'll be fairly obvious which ones aren't looking good.
That's right.
Okay.
And then you look at the height of the plant.
Yes.
And if we bought a bare-rooted plant that was, say, 1.5 metres tall,
mm-hmm.
I would cut it back to 1 metre high.
Okay.
Whether it's a fruit tree or whatever. Cut literally a third off.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what's going to happen is that once that plant the sap starts to move, it's got to You've got to produce a root system first,
mm-hmm.
because its root system's gone. All the root hairs have been removed,
yeah.
So it's got to regrow a root system before it can start to then work on producing leaves and then getting into
above
the photosynthesis
the ground.
Of the ground.
The roots are the main thing.
So, when you dig a hole, you make sure you've got lots and lots of compost and goodness
in that soil, always
in that soil.
Yes,
and then with a bare-rooted plant. In the bottom of the hole, you make sure that if it's a grafted plant, you want the graft to be above the surface, not buried below it.
Yes.
Otherwise, it'll die.
Yes, okay.
So you look to where the graft is, and you would plant the graft about 50 mil above the surface.
Yep.
Now, in the bottom of the hole, we put a little mound.
Yes, I was
waiting for
that. And
that little mound
becomes
a little seat.
So it sits on it, yes.
So you place the root, pull the roots all over that little mound and hold it on then, and then you back to the plant, firm it all down and all in and around it. And I suggest that you leave a dish at the top. Why would I leave a dish at the top
So the water can be absorbed rather than running off?
Running off, yeah.
Okay.
And then I put some mulch on it.
And you stake it.
And you stake it.
Because it's going to fall when the wind blows it.
And you stake it with two stakes, not one.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So one either side.
One either side.
Yes, so it doesn't damage the trunk as well. Okay. I think it's a great idea. I don't have room in my garden for any trees right now. Are you? Do you?
Yeah.
Did you go and get some bare-rooted ones?
I've actually removed three pears this year.
Yeah.
I just couldn't be bothered with the pears. So they've all been cut up and...
Mulched. Yes,
so they're
going to
be putting goodness back into the soil in another
manner. Another way, that's true, so I don't feel so bad.
So I'm going to get some more of the... Maybe some more apples and things like that.
Bare-rooted.
Bare-rooted.
And where are you going to get those from?
I'll get those from Phil Shepherd down at Turong.
Okay.
920 Stumpy Gully Road, Turong.
But is he wholesale?
If you went down and saw him and mentioned my name.
And smiled.
And smiled nicely. Keith's name. I'm sure he'd look after you.
He'd be all over you. He'd be, okay, that sounds like a great idea. So it might be worth having a look at your nursery or at Shepherd's if you are on the Mornington Peninsula or in Melbourne for a bare root tree or two.
And I tell you what, it's the most economical way of getting a fairly advanced plant straight away.
And getting your garden running.
Yep.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Thank you for listening to Muddy Boots. For more information on today's podcast, please go to muddyboots.net.au. And happy gardening.